nice to meet you. And I firstly appreciate for coming today in your busy schedule. And please, could you explain shortly about Bitcoin Cash to Korean crypto investors?
Sure. Thank you so much for having me and giving me the opportunity. So Bitcoin Cash basically is the version of Bitcoin that made Bitcoin popular to begin with from day one. The transactions are fast, cheap, and reliable. You can send and receive any amount of money with anyone, anywhere in the world instantly, basically for free, and there's nothing that anyone can do to stop it. And that's why I'm excited about cryptocurrencies in general, because they bring more economic freedom to the world, and Bitcoin Cash is easy to use right now today. We're giving away free Bitcoin Cash to anybody who wants some at free.bitcoin.com, and anybody who hasn't used it yet, you really should give it a try. Have you used Bitcoin Cash yourself yet?
No, actually, no? I didn't use it.
Let me show you how easy it is. So
yes,
I see your phone is right there. Mm-hmm. If you open up the App Store and look for the Bitcoin.com wallet, It literally takes longer to download the app than it does to start using it. And I'll send you some Bitcoin Cash right now so you can see just how easy it is to use that. And so if you open the Play Store and just search for Bitcoin.com, and we'll be the top result.
And anyone who is watching can get free airdrop on free.bitcoin.com website as well.
Right.
Bitcoin wallet.
Just search.
.com.
Yeah, Bitcoin.com. It'll still come up here. This one. Yeah, I'm going to send you right now. I'm going to send you Bitcoin Cash. You're very welcome. It literally takes longer to download the app than it does to start using it. So go ahead and hit the install button. And when it's done in setting up for the first time, you'll hit the receive button, or baki in Korean, I believe, right? And so it's setting up your wallet for the first time. Making your first address. There you go. So hit the baki or the receive button.
Baki, yep. Yes.
And I'll scan your address right there. Mm-hmm. And if I wasn't sitting next to you, you would just send me your address via KakaoTalk, right? But since I'm next to you, I just scanned it. So you can see I'm going to send you Shipmanwon, right?
Yeah.
For, so 100,000 won. Yeah. The fee to do that is 2 Korean won. So basically free. So I'll hit slide to send. And we'll see now it's going to send from my phone to your phone. Sent.
Cool.
And so the money literally went from my phone to your phone. It didn't go through Bitcoin.com. It didn't go through the bank. It didn't go through some business. It didn't get permission from a government. The money is literally now on your phone. What was that? One more try? Yeah. If there's somebody else who doesn't have any yet, then let's do it. So, yeah. So I'm guessing that was not your phone. Where is your phone?
I didn't bring my phone.
Okay. I think we have time for you to go get it, and they can edit this. And
that's a lot. Yeah. I have to.
That's great.
How about you? You had a difficult Korean name, but I forget. But you miss. Do you have any Bitcoin Cash yet? Bitcoin Cash. 왜 그렇게 안 돼요? 없어? Do you want some? I'm giving out free Bitcoin Cash.
I think it's a she is very rich.
Very rich already. Okay. So. How about you?
I have a lot of Bitcoin.
You have a lot of Bitcoin Cash already? How about you? You too? You. You're filming. Okay. So we'll get you after we're done filming. So, okay. So that brings us to the exciting Bitcoin Cash news of the week, because Bitcoin Cash is where all the action is. And actually, it's not, I don't know if it's in our list of things to talk about, but I want to mention right from the beginning. So this week marks the week where the number one competing Bitcoin exchange in the world, though, but CoinEx. By volume, has Bitcoin Cash as the base pair and is a big giant fan of Bitcoin Cash. And so it's really excited to see that happened this week. So, but I'm guessing there's going to be more Bitcoin Cash stuff happening around here in the coming days and weeks as well, though. So,
right?
Yeah.
What do you guys think about Bitcoin Cash at Allbit?
Actually, Allbit is decentralized exchange based on Ethereum. Yeah. And we are operating our own side chain. So our future goal is to pair Bitcoin Cash with other tokens to trade all the crypto
trading
prices.
Fantastic.
Yes, yes.
So
fantastic.
If you
plan.
Give us any chance to develop this idea, and then we're going to have like a good partnership.
We'd love it.
We are able to.
We would love that too.
Like that.
So we love it. Not just like it, we love it. So, so I'm not sure why this is at the top of our list for the week, but the top news story is that Ledger Wallet, one of the most popular hardware wallets in the world, they finally got around to updating their Bitcoin Cash fees to being one Satoshi per byte by default.
Okay.
They had been using the same Bitcoin Core BTC fees for a while. So people with Bitcoin Cash in their Ledger Wallet had previously been way overpaying on fees, but luckily that's been fixed. So,
do you use Ledger Wallet?
I've used Ledger Wallet before. How about yourself?
Yeah. I used to use Ledger Wallet.
Now I use the Bitcoin.com wallet for just about everything.
Yeah, yeah. It's very safe.
Yeah, and we have another new user of the Bitcoin.com wallet here now.
It's really good to use.
As well.
Right.
Yep. So, another thing on our list is that the BCH Boys, which is a podcast about Bitcoin Cash, they're pledging over $1,000 worth of Bitcoin Cash to feed people in Venezuela if Tone Vase will come on their show and talk to them about some of the crazy stuff that he's been saying.
Yeah, he keeps making extreme claims about Bitcoin Cash.
For those especially that don't know, this is the guy that claimed that Bitcoin Cash was going to go to less than a dollar each instantly. He was pretty wrong on that front. He's also the guy that said that SegWit was going to solve all of Bitcoin Core's scaling problems immediately. Pretty wrong on that front as well. But anyhow, we don't need to talk about people that are wrong. Let's talk about people that are right, and that brings us to Sterling Lujan on Twitter. Mm-hmm. He said, some people say Bitcoin Cash proponents are destroying Bitcoin, but tell me, how is making a cryptocurrency usable, fast, and sexy destroying it? Destruction denotes something is broken and unusable. Bitcoin Cash is not the destruction of Bitcoin. It is Bitcoin resurrected. I think that's a pretty good quote.
Agreed.
So if you look at Bitcoin from the early days, and why it became popular, Bitcoin Cash has all those characteristics, and that's why I like Bitcoin Cash. Any thoughts on that?
I have to purchase Bitcoin Cash rather than Bitcoin.
And we just saw it on your phone here too.
It was fast
and reliable, right? So.
And this idea about whether it be Lightning Network or Rootstock are good, but they're not working today. While Bitcoin Cash is working very fine, today.
Right now, today.
Right now, today. So that's the big difference, really.
Yeah, or something that works today rather than something that might work in the future.
3 years later.
We live in the present, so. So there's another great little YouTube clip being put out by, actually he's a Bitcoin.com developer, but Joey King responds to the lie that Bitcoin Cash is Keynesian. And if you saw that video, when someone was claiming that, it was clear that they had never read any of Keynes's work and didn't understand any of it at all. So please go watch Joey's video. He has lots of great videos. It's not just that one. It's on YouTube, yep. And when the show airs, we'll put a link to it right there in the description so anybody can see it. So great content, Joey. And so we have some news from Tokyo as well. Tokyo has definitely been a hub for Bitcoin Cash adoption. All the restaurants in Tokyo that were started accepting Bitcoin originally back in 2013 are now accepting Bitcoin Cash at all of them. And one of those is the Two Dogs Tap Room. They're releasing their very first original Bitcoin Cash beer. So you'll be able to get Bitcoin Cash beer called Satoshi's Vision IPA.
Nice.
So I'm sure Korean people love beer as well. So come on over to visit in Tokyo anytime. You can buy Bitcoin Cash themed beer and pay for it in Bitcoin Cash at the Two Dogs Tap Room in Roppongi. And so also on August 1st, which is the 1 year anniversary for Bitcoin Cash, they're having a big party at Rakkan, which is a nightclub in Roppongi, where there'll be entertainment, booths, shops, all sorts of drinking, and people using Bitcoin Cash to do it. Are there any plans in Korea for Bitcoin Cash that you're aware of on the anniversary coming up on August 1st?
Yeah, please come to Seoul and then just make a big party for Bitcoin Cash anniversary.
Yeah.
Well, we just heard one last night in Seoul with more than 200 people, so that was great.
Tell us more about that, and for people that are watching the video, where can they find more information on that?
Yeah, so...
what should they Google?
Roger's Twitter is one. So he just posted a poster that I created for the Bitcoin Cash meetup yesterday. And we only had less than 48 hours to do it, to the whole thing, but we made it and more than 200 people showed up.
And we're talking about now August 1st, which is the actual anniversary.
Yeah,
are there any plans in Korea yet for a party on August 1st?
Oh, definitely. I think that we should do another one pretty soon.
Okay.
Korea?
In Korea.
Well.
Yeah. Maybe we can all collaborate to make something happen.
To get more Bitcoin Cash.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's perfect. So, another big step showing the legitimacy of Bitcoin Cash is that Google has now added it right there in the search box. If you go to Google and type in Bitcoin Cash, it quotes you the Bitcoin Cash price and shows you the history, and all the information is right there in Google. It's fun to see Google doing that. And another example of more and more things that are being built on top of Bitcoin Cash, there's a new, one of many new games, there's a new game called Dozer.cash, where you can play using Bitcoin Cash on-chain.
Interesting.
Of course, we have lots of other games at cashgames.bitcoin.com, where you can play with Bitcoin Cash. Okay. Poker, blackjack, roulette, dice, keno, slots, all sorts of stuff. Another fun one, too, is Satoshi Dice, the original Bitcoin on-chain gambling website, is now using Bitcoin Cash, and great to see that happening as well. So, another thing that somehow made the I didn't curate this news list in advance, but one of the things is that I had dinner with the traditional billionaire Mike Novogratz, who was a billionaire out of New York before Bitcoin had even been invented. I had a really nice dinner with him in Tokyo the other week. Got to demonstrate for him in person how Bitcoin Cash works exactly like Bitcoin did from 2009 to 2015, and he was pretty impressed with how fast it is. I set up some of his people with wallets and sent them some. It was a very nice dinner, and you don't get to be a billionaire by being a stupid guy. Mike's a pretty darn sharp guy. And yeah,
he made the right call to stop his crypto fund back in December, obviously. And what did you guys talk about during dinner? Remember any of this?
Yeah, we talked about all sorts of things, and Mike is just a wealth of information, and I got to learn a lot from him.
Great.
And it was nice to see that he was open and interested in and why I think Bitcoin Cash is the future of cryptocurrencies. So, and he was nice enough to post about it on his Twitter, so I think that was great, and I look forward to the next dinner with him. Although he chose the restaurant this last time, the next time I'll choose it, and I'll choose one where we can pay in Bitcoin Cash directly.
Oh, nice. So, and hopefully more billionaires will enter the Bitcoin Cash market as well. Hedge fund guys.
So another fun piece of exciting news is Haipao Yang, the guy behind ViaBTC, one of the biggest Bitcoin Core and Bitcoin Cash mining pools in the world. Mm-hmm. They're offering a 1 million CET bounty for the first token solution on Bitcoin Cash. So that's about, I don't know, 110, 120,000 US dollar bounty for tokens on Bitcoin Cash. And the CET token is pretty darn awesome too. So if you haven't Googled that, or have you looked at their token? It's really gotten popular. It might be a good idea to emulate that here in Korea. Have you seen this, or I can explain it to you if not?
I've never seen this.
So what they did is they have their trade fees, and the trade fees are like 0.1% maker and taker, but then of that 0.1%, they take 80% of that, and they pay it out in dividends to all the people that are holding their exchange token, CET, and you get more of their tokens by trading on their exchange, and you get and it drives everybody to go back to their website every day, and it's really a pretty ingenious incentive setup that he came up with.
Dan, is it the security coin?
It probably is a security coin, too. Which
because they pay dividend, right?
It probably is a security coin, but I think security coins are some of the most interesting ones and some of the ones that maybe the regulators are the most upset about. But, man, technology moves forward. Get out of the way, regulators. Security tokens are awesome, and they should be allowed, and people should be allowed to use it. That's the entire point of cryptocurrencies, is let people have more control over their own money. So,
do you want to tell us about the maker and taker fee plans for Allbit and any other like plans to reward your users? Briefly, maybe?
Actually, I'll be open to the public next Monday, July 23rd.
Yes.
And for the opening event, we're gonna give them the free coupon to trade.
Okay.
For free.
Good to hear.
Coming soon. So this coming Monday. So.
3 days left, actually.
Yeah, you're gonna be busy.
Yeah, super busy nowadays.
So
cool.
And
Bitcoin Cash.
I think we have to be.
Yeah, I think so.
Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah, definitely.
It actually works as cash.
Yeah, so. I really want to advertise Bitcoin Cash to the Korean people.
Yeah, especially people, since we're here. Today.
We would love your help to do that. So, and for those that aren't deep in the English-speaking community, you might not be aware of this, but in the U.S., the main discussion platform for years about Bitcoin now. Was our Bitcoin on Reddit, and it has been completely censored for almost 3 years now, where anybody that posts anything that's not in agreement with the Blockstream or Core roadmap will literally have their post deleted. And for me, Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies are supposed to be about free trade and free expression of ideas and these sort of things. So if you're not allowing people to even talk about this sort of thing, you're like an enemy of Bitcoin.
Why do you think there's so much censorship there?
I think these people don't appreciate cryptocurrencies for being censorship-resistant currencies. So that brings us to the good news of the week. Our BTC that does allow free speech and free discussion in the English language there just surpassed 210,000 subscribers. So that's a pretty big number.
That's
fun
news.
To see that.
And it's higher than LTC, I think, right? subreddit LTC.
I don't even know what LTC is.
Litecoin, I think.
I don't even know what that
okay.
is. Another news that's kind of near and dear to my heart, one of the things that was so exciting for me about Bitcoin when I first got involved was reading about the Silk Road. And that's not because I've ever bought or sold or used any drugs at all myself, but I feel very strongly that I own my own body. And I think I should be allowed to, use drugs if I want to, or smoke cigarettes, or drink alcohol, or do any of those things, because my body belongs to me. And I thought it was so interesting when I heard about the Silk Road for the first time. People were buying and selling drugs on this website, and the buying and selling of drugs wasn't the interesting part for me, but I thought, what kind of money could they possibly be using to do this? This must be an amazing form of money. And unfortunately, the guy that's been convicted for setting that up now has been in prison for 5 years. And the U.S. Supreme Court just denied his final appeal. He set up a website that allowed people to buy and sell things, and the rules of the website were that you're only allowed to sell things that have peaceful purposes, right? So if something's only purpose is to cause harm or theft or do bad things, you weren't allowed to sell it at all. So anyhow, for doing that, he's been condemned to die in prison. He has a life sentence with no possibility of parole.
Yeah,
so he's like... He's maybe, 30 years old or so at the moment. He's condemned to die in prison for building a website. So that just absolutely shocks the conscience, makes me ashamed that my tax dollars have and are still paying for that sort of thing. And I think his only chance at this point is that, Donald Trump or any other future president gives him a pardon. So there's actually a petition going around that has, I think, more than 10,000 signatures now. So, and you don't have to be an American to sign it. You don't have to be, all you have to be is human to sign it. And if you think that, even if you don't like drugs, if you think condemning someone to die in prison for building a website that allowed people to do that is too harsh of a sentence, I would implore you to go and sign that change.org petition there. And lots of people have. I signed it. And I implore the rest of you. Any thoughts? What do people in Korea think about that sort of thing? Kind of far
just
away from Korea,
thoughts,
maybe. How about your personal thoughts? Mm-hmm. Any comment? No comment for the moment? So I think that might be a good example of just how scared people are around the world of saying things that politicians might not want to hear. Mm-hmm. So, which if anything, I think is part of the reason why we should speak up even more strongly and say what we really believe, because if you're quiet and everybody else around you is quiet, you'll think, oh, I'm the only one. But maybe there's a bunch of other people out there like you in the world that feel the same way that you do. And they think, hey, the drug war is stupid, putting people in prison for decades or forever for buying and selling things that make them feel happy, if that's horrible. If you say it, then these other people think, oh, maybe I'm not alone. There are other people that see the world the same way that I do. So I think it's really important to speak up for those things. But for people that are afraid, I completely understand as well.
Well, freedom of speech is our natural right. So
it's supposed to be, and in theory it is, but in practice sometimes it's not. So
I'm really happy to introduce about our exchange to you, okay. A celebrity in blockchain industry.
Yeah.
And we are exchange, decentralized exchange, and named Obit. And Obit is partner with Obit, and the biggest exchange in Korea. And Obit is providing three different services. The first one is DEX, decentralized exchange, and second one is the new type of OTC market. And also we provide the community for Korean crypto people. So and then this is our service, decentralized exchange and based on Ethereum. So now currently only ERC-20 tokens can be listed and traded. But in the future, because we are operating,
we will be serviced Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah, because we are operating our own side chain, we can list or trade the Bitcoin Cash or other cryptocurrencies. So
fantastic.
Yeah. So
this point is very important. Our services based Ethereum side chain we developed and.
Well,
And if I can add a little bit to that too. So sometimes you'll see people on the internet accuse me of attacking Bitcoin or attacking whatever. I'm not attacking anything. I'm in favor of anything that works right now today. but I will gladly attack anybody that says that we should break things that are working today in the hopes of maybe something else working in the future. So here's an example of something that seems to be working right now today. So I love it. If it works today, I love it. I love ERC20 tokens. I love Ethereum. I love Dash. I love Monero. I love Zcash. I love Zcoin. I love anything that works today. Lightning Network today does not work, but when it works in the future, or if it can work in the future, I'll love it then too, but don't break the things that we have working today in the hopes of something that works tomorrow. So I love that you have this working today. Tell us more.
Yeah, okay. So actually we started this project to solve the problems that centralized exchanges have, which is kind of hacking issue or a fraud act or like a server down. So we started this project to solve that kind of problems. But we also find another problem decentralized exchanges have, which is slow transaction speed and high gas price.
Okay.
So that's why we created this sidechain to solve that kind of problems. So using our sidechain, actually, we provide better service. Like
yeah, we provide
fast,
1 second, TPS is 100.
So
fantastic.
Yes.
I love things that work and work today. Great job.
Right.
And users have to pay gas or no?
Actually, they have to pay gas fee when they deposit or withdraw their assets to the main network from the main.
Okay.
Yeah, so actually they have to pay a little bit when they like, but when they trade their asset each other, like themselves, at that time they don't have to pay any gas fees.
Great.
And the treasury
people
fee,
don't like fees, right? They like
really
fast,
like,
cheap, and reliable. That's the goal.
Like
Bitcoin Cash. Like Bitcoin Cash and like the sidechain you guys have built.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Right. So actually we are very close to centralized exchange, but the base technology is decentralized. So we are providing better service to the users.
But we will now service the Ethereum only, but Roosevelt help us. And we will try to Bitcoin Cash sidechain.
Or
we will be
some Bitcoin Cash trading pairs as well.
Yeah,
pairs. Thank you.
This exchange someday gonna be like, even if you guys don't exist, the exchange will go on since it's a decentralized exchange. Will it eventually or no?
Like in the future.
Yeah.
So we will give many like admin.
Administrative rights to the users out there,
users
open source.
In the future.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. We have some good references.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we are kind of only exchange for many alternative tokens targeting
mm-hmm.
Korean market.
Nice.
And the first case is Gifto. They were listed on our exchange March 13th, and after that, their value was surged up by more than like three times.
Wow.
Then we sent Gifto to Upbit's fiat money market.
Okay.
So after that they got more sort of involved.
So they really outperformed the overall market then?
Yes,
it just
right.
Went up wonky, whole market like that. Okay.
Yeah, every coin is list they want to listing Upbit fiat money, but fiat money listing is very difficult.
Mm.
And we are service to early stage. And they are listing all bit
mm-hmm.
and they are volume up and we recommend to get fiat money.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
One step at a time.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
So next case is Loom Network and they also listed on our street to April 12th. And then after creating their after increasing the total market volume and then market capitalization and then we started request to Upbit Capital Market, and they got listed on Upbit fiat money market on April 12th and June 12th.
Great.
That's a Loom Network graph is very high.
Okay.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, all the other.
And then same case,
mm-hmm.
and this is our OTC service.
Yeah. So existing OTC market is working by like one-on-one matching. But actually for using our service, there is one seller and many buyers able to participate in OTC markets.
Yeah,
so
we will be servicing next
so
month.
Yeah, so
mm-hmm.
it's kind of one many trading method.
That is all of it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're technician exchange, we will
mm-hmm.
be important to tech. Yes, tech first and second is service. And we future is global number one tech tech-based exchange.
Great.
It's very ambitious. Good luck.
So,
great. Well, thank you guys all very much. That's the end for today, Friday, July 20th from Seoul, Korea. Thank you all for watching. Subscribe, like, share this video with your friends. And remember, our Bitcoin is completely censored. So if you're censoring discussion about Bitcoin, you're an enemy of Bitcoin. So that's why you should subscribe to RBCC. Show is sponsored by Bitcoin.com. Come and play games, read the news, do all that stuff on Bitcoin.com. Go and sign up for Allbit on Monday. So by the time this video goes online, you'll only have to wait about 2 days to do that. So check it out. Thank you guys all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.